This goes to Rebecca Piron, P-I-R-O-N hyphen Campbell, C-A-M-P-B-E-L-L, P-A-C, fax 989-584-0307, regarding Robert, last name is Roberts, R-O-B-E-R-T-S, date of birth 12-19 of 1949. Dear Mrs. Piron Campbell, this is a follow-up visit for Mr. Roberts with stage 4 chronic kidney disease, who was seen in consultation on April 30th of this year. He had just moved to Michigan from South Carolina last April and has established with a nephrologist in this area. And when he was initially seen, kidney function was better. Creatinine on 5/20 of 25 was 2.95. And then when he had it rechecked again, July 7, 25, it had increased to 3.8 with a GFR of 16. He was scheduled for the Kidney Smart class with DaVita. He's scheduled to have an AV fistula mapping done, and that will be done on August 7th in Elma with the Great Lakes Surgical Associates. He complains of ongoing fatigue that he has every day and shortness of breath with exertion. he has minimal edema of the lower extremities, and he had been using his lisinopril again after returning to Michigan and just recently stopped it again. He keeps all of his medicines and doesn't throw them away, which probably isn't a very good idea. I suspect his memory isn't very good, and at times he's not sure if he should be taking something or not. Currently, he denies chest pain or palpitations, no recent upper respiratory infections. he does have some numbness in his left, fourth, and fifth fingers. He's had a history of carpal tunnel surgery on both hands, and he believes maybe some of that is returning. He does have degenerative joint pain, but he has stopped using any oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. Edema is stable. No orthopnea or PND. Medications, he's on calcitriol, 0.25 microgram three times a week, Norvasc 5 milligram daily, Tylenol as needed for pain, Plavix 75 milligram daily, Dilantin 100 milligram, he takes two capsules twice a day, Lipitor 80 milligram daily, and aspirin 81 milligram daily. Physical exam, weight is 184 pounds, and that is a 13-pound decrease over the last 3 months. Pulse is 60 and regular, and blood pressure right arm sitting. Large adult cuff is 140 over 60. Neck is supple without jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear with a prolonged expiratory phase throughout. No rales, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular with a systolic murmur, grade 1 or 2, without radiation. Abdomen is obese without ascites. He has a trace of ankle edema bilaterally. In labs, the most recent lab studies were done July 7th, 2025. Albumin is 4.5. Phosphorus is 4.3. Creatinine 3.8, which as previously stated is quite an increase. Estimated GFR 16. Calcium is 8.9. Sodium 138. Potassium 5.3. Carbon dioxide is 19. Hemoglobin 10.3. Hematocrit 28.7 with a normal white count. Platelets are 95,000. Assessment and plan. Stage 4. Chronic kidney disease with symptoms of ongoing fatigue and shortness of breath on exertion. 2, chronic COPD. 3, congestive heart failure, currently without exacerbation. and 4, hypertension near to goal. The patient should continue to have monthly labs, so he'll be getting lab studies done this week. He should stay off lisinopril and avoid all oral anti-inflammatory drugs for pain. And he will have a follow-up study with this practice in the next 2 to 3 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.